What is going on, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh back in action. We are here live on August 8th, coming at you from the desert, the dirty tea, the old Pueblo, whatever you like to call it. You know, it's been a few days, you know, since I've put one of these up, but you know, as the days go on, you try to get better at what you do, try to get more consistent. So we're trying to come at the live more, come doing the podcast more. But we are here today to discuss the San Francisco Giants game one versus the Phillies tonight. And I was extremely impressed with tonight's game. And it was, you know, honestly, today was a make or break start to the series. And normally, you know, with a month and a half left and two and a half games behind that second wild card spot, I mean, that's doable. That's still very doable. But the Giants, you know, they were kind of slumping for a little bit after that hot July. And I think it kind of got to the point where it was a real do or die situation for them. And tonight they proved it. They really came out and proved that they are still a potential playoff team. People have just written them off in the past week and a half just because they started not playing so well. You know, just like people thought that you can't make that judgment just on how they're playing in that month. Can't really make a judgment on how they do in 4, 5, 6 games. And I knew that that National Series was kind of just weird. You know, I thought about it. Like, the Giants didn't even get Scherzer or Straws. You know, they went up against the 3, 4, 5. And those guys had like 5, 6, and 7 ERAs. Like, that's bad. That's bad. Those are guys that you should easily eat up. But, of course, the Giants just, they couldn't. And they didn't. That was unlike them after coming off of that crazy July run. So getting swept by the Nats, you know, it's not a good outlook. Obviously you never want to get swept. But you don't want to get swept by the 3, 4, and 5 pitchers with those types of ERAs. And that's just bad. But today is where they really did have to win. And they had to win versus the Nationals because that was a wild card team as well. But the Phillies are in it just as much as the Nats are, standings-wise. So this is a chance to gain ground. That's where the Giants really have to take advantage of right now is these series where they can gain ground. That's really the way that they have got to look at it. You know, there's about a month and a half left of the regular season. It's about 30-40 games, I believe. And so, you know, they got to press. They definitely have to start pressing these teams hard. And those, they got to start getting those series wins again. That's really going to be the only way. You know, series wins turns into sweeps. And that's how they played. They won, you know, 17 out of 20 games in July, and that's huge. But the way that they played tonight, Mad Bum came out and just threw a gem. I thought he could have went more, honestly, probably could have went full 9. But, you know, 85 pitches in 7 innings is really all you can ask for this team right now. The way that he came out, that confidence, he was pitching like it was 2014. I saw it. I mean, he was attacking hitters again. He was attacking them. I just got a notification from MLB.com. At bat, and said Vintage Bum's back. Like, I mean, that's why they didn't trade him right there. And that's why they didn't just trade Will Smith because of how effective that close was. I mean, that wasn't even a 3-run save situation. But, you know, five runs, you know, you want that guy to come in with confidence and still knock it down. And that's what Smith did. But, you know, going back to Bum, I mean, he came out and just threw great stuff tonight. He carried a no-no through 6 innings. And it looked like he could honestly do it. the YouTube announcers did a pretty good job of not jinxing it. But, you know, he took that into six. He went seven. And now Bum's standing on 6-7 on the year. So, like, that's a good look for Bum after kind of having a rough start to this season. And one thing that we really have to address is the run support that Mad Bum was given tonight. I mean, normally Bum goes out there on 1-2-run games, and he's got to do it by himself to really secure those wins, to lock himself up. But he got support from Yastrzemski tonight. You know, Buster was hitting. Buster's been hitting. Brandon, you know, had two kind of crappy at-bats, but King Clutch in that first one. So those guys started hitting. And in a key of the game by Sean Estes, he said that the 3-4 core guys need to start hitting. And that's, you know, kind of Buster, Crawford, Belt, Vogt, those kind of older vets need to be producing because the younger guys did in July, and they're going to come back like they kind of just did tonight. But Yastrzemski, like, had a clutch RBI double in the third inning and hits a bomb in the eighth. So, I mean, this guy's got power. He's a legit MLB player. This guy is going to be a giant for a long time. I mean, you don't get a name like Yastrzemski a lot in baseball with the history that that has on it. You know, if you get a Yastrzemski, you're in pretty decent hands. And he's playing like his grandfather right now. I mean, he's that electrifying for the Giants, as I bet Carl was back in the day. You know, and so that's what I'm looking forward to right now. It's this next month, this next 2 weeks that we got to get through some tough games, but they're crucial games. They're very, very, very crucial series and games, and it starts, you know, just continuing to pound the Phillies because it's a 4-game series. So Giants could gain some serious ground, because they're only 2.5 hours right now. Still, after, you know, as of today, before today, they were 56-59. So that makes them 57-59. So 2 games to get back to 500. They've been kind of fluctuating ever since they re-hit that mark for the first time in a while about 3 weeks ago. So that's great. I'm very impressed with the way that they played tonight. Gott pitched a great inning in the eighth inning, shut down. So, you know, people are still kind of criticizing those bullpen moves that we made. I still think we're in good hands. I'm really excited. If Jalen Davis comes up soon, we'll be just fine. We'll be getting a fantastic power hitter. I can assure you that. But other than that, the Giants are, you know, I like the way this team looks after tonight. And this has got to give Samardzija some confidence to really pitch, unlike he did in his last start. Because 2 starts ago, he was phenomenal. But last time, he only went 3. And we can't be getting that. We need to get these guys into the 6th and 7th inning to have that efficient bullpen. Because that's what Bochy's done, really, over the course of his whole career. But really, this season is solidifying that bullpen and maintaining them so that they stay efficient throughout the rest of the season. So I'm very thrilled. Can't ask for anything more than tonight's win. They got to just keep this momentum going. Start its baby steps. So start it back up. Start inching your way back into this thing because this race is not over at all. This is going down to the last day. I was talking about it with my coworker today. And we believe that this race is going down till the last game, like how it did in 2010 for the Giants when they won the division. They won by 0.5 game over San Diego. 0.5 game. And they won that in the last game of the series, of the season. So that's how crucial these games are right now. It's getting pieced together every time. And so I think that, you know, they got to just look at it game by game, game by game. So great job by tonight. Really still got to applaud Farhan for not trading Bum. And he showed why tonight. He really did. He showed why we should extend him, honestly, because that's Bumgarner. That's the mad bum that I hope you all watched tonight. That's the mad bum that we know. That's the mad bum that we've seen, and a lot of people have grown up with, honestly. And as of recent, 6-7, that doesn't really correlate to how he's pitched for the Giants in the past. But now it looks like he's more on track to get back. I really do see him hitting, you know, maybe 13-14 wins this year if he gets going. Because he could be that reliable guy continuously every day or every 5 days. If he gets back to that, Giants could be in really good hands, because that's that leader that they need clearly in the postseason. He's numerically the best postseason pitcher in the 2010s. That's not arguable. That's why teams wanted to try to trade for him, but couldn't. That's how it goes. Baseball's a weird sport sometimes. You don't always get what you want, but gotta roll with it. All right, it's been a good one. Have a fantastic rest of the night. For all you that follow me, continue to look for new content. And for people that are just beginning to come in, look at the Arizona Grand Slam on Instagram. And look me up on Facebook at Arizona Grand Slam as well. You will find me and my content there. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.